そうですね、もう、once on all the wish feeling, see, more precious than the each sentence, once on all the wish feeling, more precious than the sky filled with the wish crown jewels. That, so the most precious, most kind one. So now, what they want is, in one's own life, there's no body to change other than sin, except sin beings. There's nobody to work for except other sentient beings. And what they want is happiness, what they do not want is suffering. So, as one has full responsibility to freedom from all the suffering, to freedom from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment, to do that, say, by oneself alone, if first oneself should achieve full enlightenment, the state of omniscient mind that can see directly all the sentiments, can read everyone's mind, can see directly all the characteristics, all the level of intelligence, the karma, and able to directly see all the methods that can fit even to one sentient being to bring from happiness to happiness. To full enlightenment. So the omniscient mind which can see directly all the methods even to guide one sentient being from happiness to enlightenment. So all these various methods, even unimaginable, the method of to bring even one sentiment from happiness to happiness to the enlightenment. So knowing everything of sentient being, all the methods of how to bring to enlightenment. So they were. So must achieve this state of his mind, and then full enlightenment. Now, for that, one need to actualize path to that doesn't happen without cause conditions. So one need to actualize the stage of path to enlightenment. One need to follow the graduate path, the stage of path from that wind. Only in that way, then one complete path. It has to be practiced in order and have realization. just meditating what you like, just meditating, only meditating what you like, what you don't like. So, such such as the lower realm suffering, so the impairments that nature of life or suffering or samsara. the meditations that which one do not like, then don't think, don't practice. Something looks something looks nice word, nice something looks nice, then mental loss. So that cannot one can't really achieve the realization. So without maintaining example, without realization, the renunciation of samsara, the total aversion to samsara, seeing the how samsara is or natural suffering, like yourself being the septic tank or the or inside it, or inside in the midst of the fire, or the or naked body, you know, sitting on the thorn bush, in the midst of thorn bush, you know, that however, so without this realization, cannot really have realization or compassion to other sentient beings. Then can't have realization of bodhicitta. So that then cannot enter mind path. So however, so one need to achieve the realization of the path of enlightenment. And then so how to maintain? So if it's alive, how to maintain? So went through that that very practical advice by Pabong the Singbo, as he himself, you know, the complete path to enlightenment. advice coming from his own experience. So, so that. So went very brief of the definitions of the lambda realizations. To get some idea, so that one can check whether one has that. So that one can examine whether one has that realization or not. So it's easy to, so that you can tell, one can judge, discriminate, by knowing the definition of those realizations. what I didn't mention is the definition of say realizing emptiness that the one I didn't mention before. So after Bodhicitta mentioned however some of what is explained by great enlightened Pavanka and others. think, you see, my brother, that. However, that So you have the translation of the section of the emptiness, the first that we translated the after talking about when this part of the emptiness began in the teachings of the Three Principal Path by Lama Tsongkhapa. I think that's I think a time in Florida or the North Carolina somewhere. It begins with the therefore attempt to meditate on dependent arising. You haven't brought the translation.
Isn't she talking about this Mahamudra verse? Isn't she talking about this Mahamudra?
Three pieces of path. This word, Kangshi Kote Chunam Tamji, Yudinanya Lua Metonsi. The one before that is he therefore attempt to maintain independent arising. The showing that having realization, but it says not enough that one must. One must realize emptiness, right view, suddenness. The instead of saying meditative emptiness, it says you attempt to realize dependent arising. The teachings of tapings of aspects part and after that anyone? The one see the unbetrayable, the cause effect of the phenomena. One see is unbetrayable. the unbetrayable forever. The one see. anyone who see the cause effect of the phenomena unbearable forever. Maybe this of I've forgotten the translate that this is not easy to translate. There's a specific there's a specific word term there, which maybe deso kanye kunshiva. The particular terms were translated to, but I couldn't remember now. However, the meaning is that the you realize so that person is realize the object of ignorance, the concept concept holding the I, you see, for example, object I, truly existent. The I apprehended or believed by the ignorance concept of true existence. You see, truly existent. So that person, seeing the person realize this truly existent I that believed, that is held on to by the ignorance, you see, that is totally believed and present, you see, by the ignorance. So so the person has realized that, you know, truly existent I, that real I, in a sense, independent, existing from the side. So, you see, totally empty. Just there, it doesn't go anywhere. Just there, doesn't exist at all. So totally empty, right there. So from where it's appearing, it is totally empty right there. So the So there's a scaring crow is in the field. Huh? What? Scarecrow. Huh? What's it? Huh? Scarecrow. Oh, there's a scarecrow. The scarecrow on the field, you see. Put some dress and the hands hanging like this, you know. Like a hat, like that, you see. So it can be used as example as daytime or nighttime. So nighttime, so you see, like this, right? There's a person standing there, but when you put the light, a flashlight there, you see, you had the hallucination that there was a person there. But when you put flashlight, you see, then that hallucination, you see, that hallucination is, I'll say, shikwa. You see, stopped. That hallucination stopped, you see. After you put the flashlight on that, the hallucination that you had before as a person, stopped. You see, slightest even atom of that doesn't exist there. You know, what you believe that person appeared because your mind labeled the way it looks like, then your mind labeled, oh, this person. The reason because that looks like. So, a person, there's a person standing there in the field. Your mind labeled, I'm believing that, and then that creates the appearance. You see, that there's a person, and then you see that there's a person, you see. You think, I really see person. You know, I really see person. You say, even though it's a hallucination, but you see, there's a hallucination. You say, like in the dream, you know, you really see the things. You know, for your mind to see, for your mind really, you see, whatever you see in the dream, you really seeing. So that expression, I really see it. It is there, even the dream, even though they don't exist. You see, even though they don't exist at all, not only they don't exist from suicide, but in the things dream do not exist at all. But still, you see, in the dream you say, I really see it, you know. And in the dream you believe, you talk, you see. So now here, so that, so before you really see a person there, which is for the hallucinated mind, you know, you believe that you really see a person. So it doesn't always prove that, you see, as it appears to you, it really exists there. So however, by coming near in the difficult daytime, then you see that hallucination you had before, let's say the person, you see, stopped. There's not even an atom of that. Totally nonsense, empty, you see. So similar light, when you put a flashlight on that, so so like that, similar here, you realize objective ignorance, that no question, 100% that's apprehended or say, that's grasped or held by the ignorance. So, like this, then suddenly you realize, just there, just, see, suddenly you realize this is not there. It's totally, you know, totally empty there, just there, completely. There's not even an atom of that existing from the side. So the previous, so there's a midway day, so kind of worship. There is a particular term, and I don't remember the specific day, so there's a particular translation for that. But did say one time, but I don't remember. However, the meaning is, you see, so that when you realize in the previous hallucination, the object of ignorance, the real I, in the sense appearing from there, you see, total non-existent, total non-existent there. There's not even an atom of that. There's not even an atom of that exists. Which is the real I, in a sense, exists, independent one, existing from suicide. So, you see, Shiva. Not disintegrate. Totally stopped. Non-existent. It became non-existent. disintegrates, will be in pieces, but it's not pieces. Like breaking this, like a cup, you know, they make pieces, they disintegrate. Or disintegrate the house, the walls, not that. So yeah, it's non-existent. So I go, So yeah, that person, so when you see the person, see the eye which appears, that's it, the eye which appears not merely by mind. What exists is merely, what exists in my name merely imputed by mind, but what doesn't exist is what appeared in not merely by mind. So they completely hold on to the grasp, or they hold on to by ignorance. So see, what appeared exists in this, you see, total non-existent from there. It's not even five atom of that. So the object of ignorance, that which is object, the truly is in the eye, the object of reputed. By realizing that it's totally empty. Then by training mind into that realization, see, going back to that state, seeing empty. You see, then you see, mind training that. Then one sees that it doesn't lead. So this way of realizing emptiness doesn't lead to nihilism, that the I doesn't exist at all. It doesn't lead to nihilism. By training the mind more and more in this emptiness, coming back to this point, seeing material emptiness, so there's definitely I exist. But exist in the mere name, merely imputed by mind. As I mentioned a few times, how extremely subtle it is, the definition of existence, borderline of existence, not existence. any phenomenon with I. So unbelievable, subtle. existing my name, meaning Pitabama, so say. So there's the aggregates, reason there's aggregates, and then mind just made up the label I, and your thought reason because there's aggregates, there's a valid based aggregates existing, so your mind just made up the label. Simply just made up the label I. So that's it. There's nothing slight more than that. I exist. There's nothing slight more than that I exist. There's nothing more than that. That's it. Finished. So, just the reason because there's aggregates. So the mind, your thought, just simply made up the label. Simply thought I, made up the label. Made up the label. Then believe in that. Why it exists? There's no reason at all, except there's a the valid base aggregate exists. Because there's the base exist. That's it. Just that. So. So as a result, realizing the object of ignorance, the true looks in the eye, that 100% graspable, apprehended or held by the ignorance, totally empty, not even slice of atom that exists. So then realizing that as a result, and then you discover the I. Instead of coming to the point, there's no I. I doesn't exist. Is that I exist? Exist in my name. In my name, because merely imputed by mind. You see, exist my name. So no choice. No choice. The realization comes as a result. The discovery, so the conventional truth. The existing man name. See, you now here you see the I. You realize, see, you see the I according to the reality. Here how you see, how you discover the I, is according to reality, you know, in my name, merely imputed by mind. So like that. So So, when it comes to the conclusion, that realizing the convention of truth. I exist being made imperfect by mind. Existing, I exist mere name. I experience happiness of mere name. I doing activities in mere name. I self exist in mere name. Experiences happiness of mere name. Does activities in mere name. So that. So when you realize conventional truth of the, before you realize absolute truth of the I, now here you realize conventional truth of the I. When you discover, you realize I exist being made level by mind. You see the I is unified. You see the I, it is existing, being made level by mind, but. While you are seeing the eye, realizing the eye this way, at the same time, you realize the eye is empty of the independent. Empty of independent I, empty of existing from its own side, empty of the real I, or empty of existing, the I existing from its own side. while you are seeing the I is empty of existing from its own side. It is existing my name, milimpit pa mind. While you are realizing that I exist in my name, milimpit pa mind, at the same time you realize it is empty. So the I is unified with emptiness, independent arising. You don't see contradictory, emptiness, independent arising, on this one object, I. The I is unified with truth. So when it comes to when that realization comes, that time then the analysis of emptiness is completed. So here, what I want to say is if it leads your mental emptiness, what do you believe you have realized emptiness? So if it leads to this point, the subtle dependent arising of personal exclusive view, that I exist in my name, within my mind. So if it comes to this point, realizing the subtle dependent arising, you see, how the I is subtle dependent arising, so how the I exists, and the subtle dependent arising. exist being made a level by mind. So if it comes to this point, if it comes to this conclusion, then your realization of emptiness is correct. If it comes to this point, if it doesn't help to realize the conventional truth of the I, or if it doesn't help, does come to this conclusion, doesn't lead to this conclusion, realization of conventional truth, I, the subtle dependent arising of the I, opposite will lead to leading to opposite to this, which is then opposite to this. That is nihilism. Nihilism doesn't exist. Nihilism doesn't exist, or say. All fell in eternalism at the extreme, that existing from the side. So that's not realizing middle way view. That's not realizing middle way view. So the the previous one is as Lama Tsongkhapa described that maybe that's all kind of question about Nisanya Jivaramra Shu. So the object of ignorance, you realize that it's totally non-existent, that real I, in a sense, in ordinary terms, what ordinary people talk, their daily life, their daily expressing the object of reputation in the ordinary people's daily life words as a real I. However, the describing that into what how to express in the philosophical teachings, emptiness, the independent hour existing from the side, or existing by nature, so the Trulix and the I. So by realizing that total non-existent, then you enter the middle way view, devoid of eternalism and devoid of nihilism. So that's what Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, that a person entered in the path that pleases all the victorious ones. So I say, so one thing to clarify is that very important thing to clarify. So so when we recite Heart Sutra, this person from the teachings, where it says no this, no that, no, says no eye, no nose, no tongues, so forth. which I missed out in the Heart Sutra, that today I put it first. So when one go through this, if you get fear, so if you get fear during that time, so what I think it, that's positive, that's a very good sign. When we retell, when you recite like Hasra. where there's no this, no that, see. If you start to get fear, start to get, experience fear, that's a good sign, because I think I mentioned already before, because that is means it is hitting on the when you're reciting this, it is hitting on the no. You see, it is hitting on the object of ignorance, the target. See, the object who reputed there, the real I, in the sense, you know, independent or existing from the side, believed by, apprehended, believed by ignorance. So it is hitting, it is touching on that. It is hitting on that. So when it hits on that, you get fear. I don't know how others would say. not sure, but could I say? The way I think is that so when fear arises, I think at that time it hits, touch, it hits on the, you see, the object of ignorance, and you know, and then it is not there. You see, it hits, it touches, so that you start to get fear. You see, sometimes when you get fear when you recite Heart Sutra. Some fear arising. So this is what I think. Also, when you mention emptiness, fear arises. So if you meditate, where you think, if you miss out the point, where it says no, it's not on the object of ignorance, you know, the false I or the I existing from inside, if it's not on that, if it's you know, negating the I which exists, which is merely labeled by mind. I don't, I don't think the fear comes. Because why fear doesn't come? You know, when you fail nihilism, why fear doesn't come? What I think is that you see the even intellectually you think, you know, either you cannot find the general eye or the mid level eye couldn't find but at the same time this ignorance one's ignorance obviously holding continuously the real eye is independent or exist from the continuously holding on that. You know, continuously that's happening that real eye, the real eye meditating is still there. Real eye, you know, there's a real eye meditating. You know, that's still happening there. That's still there, see. So nothing happened to that. nothing happened on the target. You know, so therefore, real eye, you know, maintaining, doing meditation on emptiness. This is that. So I don't see how fear can rise. For nihilism, that's what I think. So for example, say all the conditions, cause conditions together. So there's imprint from past life. Her teachings on emptiness or studied or whatever mentioned it. And then strong guru devotion. stronger devotion. So the state of mind like that. Stronger devotion. See, it develops. And then also at the same time doing extensive purification. So stronger devotion receiving blessing in the Sahab, Guru's blessing in the Sahab. And then at the same time, in the extensive, collecting merit and doing purification, like that, prostitution, embarrassing type of this name, so forth, so these things. So pacifying the obstacles for realization and the necessary condition to collect merit is happening. So that time, then doesn't need many words. So when the mind is ready, doesn't need many words, even two words. You see, you find some, like even two words like that. You see, it clicks. You know, when all the conditions there, receiving blessing, guru, strong guru, all that, then it just clicks the mind. Suddenly you recognize the gaccha, the object of reputedly, the false view. It's always there. It's always there. We're born with it. And from beginning of this birth, it's been there, but never, we got up this morning with that ignorance without view, and from birth, you know, from even before, from beginning to birth, but but never recognized, you see. And always believe that's true. So that blocked, you see. To see the truth. So the that say so all the cause conditions are together, then at that time even without even many words, you see. Vase on the vase on the vase, eye on the eye. Even some, you know, came out of, this is some teaching like that, it came out of that Lama's, you see, the experience, you know, expressing. So something like that, then suddenly even two words like that, then suddenly it clicks your mind. Then say, then you see, you vase on the vase, you know, something like that or some word. Then you see, then you look at the eye, then you use that example on the eye. You see the eye also like that, eye on the eye, you see. So, that what it's saying is that, you see, there's a middle level eye. You see, eye which exists is middle level eye. Then there's a false eye on that. That's a truly existence. Truly existence. You see, truly existence, the appearance projected, decorated, or projected on the middle level eye, you see, by ignorance, by past ignorance, by leaving negative imprint on also mental continuum, then this negative imprint project the first second because the aggregates, because is it see. Reason because I get by focus on that, thinking of that, then the mind merely input I. You see, by focusing, by thinking of the aggregates. So as I gave the example the other day, because the aggregates is body is doing action sitting, aggregates body is doing action sitting, so then mind, if somebody asks what you're doing, the mind first, you know, think of what the aggregate body is doing. And what the mind is doing, as the body's mind. So the mind focuses on that. What spirit, what mind? That is it. Then it impute. It impute. After that, it impute. Mere imputation. The I. I am sitting or listening or talking, whatever. The function, which is also the main name. So the so the next second, the first second is that. But thinking of like it, the mind may input I. The next second of that, then this I merely imputed, that was merely imputed, but mind is in the first second. The next second it appears back. The next second it appears back. it doesn't appear merely left by mind, it appears not merely left by mind. So how that happened? So as I mentioned before, the ignorance concept of truth left a negative imprint on the mental continuum. So that negative imprint at the first, in the first second, the mind thinks of aggregate meeting with the eye. Then right after that, the negative imprint, you see. Projection, see, need imprint. They say, true legitimate appearance, it's a projection on that. Like from negative role, by putting machine, it projects on the TV screen, movie screen. So, here, negative imprint. Mind is like feeling. Mind is like the negative role, say negative. And then the imprints like what's printed there. So, right after mind merely imprint the eye, then that puts this decoration, this hallucination, see, the appearance of true lessons. So then right after the mind merely imprint the eye, then the hallucination or the true lesson appearance is projected on the middle of the eye. So that's how after the mind thing of aggregates, then merely the eye, when it appears back, it appears back, not merely labeled mind. You know, not merely labeled by mind. A real one, existing from society, independent. So that. But then the the same continuity of that thought the first second thought is imputed, first second thought imputed, then the continuity of the previous thought was merely input to the eye. So Say, then believe. Say. Hold on to. See, apprehend. Hold on to this inherently. This is a true existent I. this I which appeared not merely by mind is true. So not being not being aware, forgot, not being aware, that just now, meeting impeded by one's own thought, by one's mind, you see, not having that awareness, you know, forgetting that. So, so then the continuity, same continuity to thought, the which first second made into the eye. So that thought, so we allow, we let that thought, you see, to hold on to to hold on to this as a projection, you see, you see. The way the eye appeared, you see, not mere level of mind, you know, truly existent, real one. So we let that thought, you see, to hold on to it, you know, think apparently that's true. So that time that time then become, see, that time then this thought become ignorance. Whenever the next second thought, you see, we are allowed to hold on to it, it's true. The other which appeared not merely with mind, truly. So at that time, this is the level of ignorance. And this time we create the ignorance. We create the ignorance. the very specific ignorance, the root of samsara, that which becomes root of samsara. There are many ignorance according to the four schools of Buddhist philosophers. Previous ones, their own connotation of ignorance and root of samsara, but in reality they are not root of samsara, but the root samsara is only one. So this particular one, you see, when the eye appeared back, not merely for my mind, it's true. So the minute when we let our mind believe on that, so that that time we create ignorance. we create, let's say, so that is root of samsara. root of all other delusions, root of all other delusions, all the negative emotional thoughts, karma, the action karma, and all the result sufferings, general suffering, samsara, particular sufferings of each realm, all that. So this is the very beginning. This is the very beginning. You know, the creator, which is your own mind, but the unconscious mind, and the ignorance holding truly. The creator, the originator of this, from 12 dependent related limbs, the evolution of samsara. So here when we create this ignorance, so that's the first thing. What we see to us, originator, the creator, originator, the rest of the 12 dependent related limbs. This is the first one. From the 12, this is the first one. So, that, So like this. So now here. So now here, one get the. You can get the idea. How we create root of samsara continuously. We always let our mind hold on to this projection, you see, the false I, the I which appears to not merely be the mind, or insisting from inside. So we always let the mind hold on to this truth. So therefore, now here we can get the idea of that we're creating the root of samsara all the time, you know, it's a non-stop 24 hours. So therefore, now here, I think I mentioned already before, how so essential it is, how it's so essential, the most important, so essential. You see, now here you can see, when we know how we can do the samsara, by knowing that, we know that now here solution is to not let our mind to hold on to this. I appear to not merely level by mind, or existing from Sahaja, to not allow the mind to hold on to this truth. So for that, we meditate looking at the hallucination. We meditate, the opposite is, we look at it hallucination, as it is hallucination, you know, as it is hallucination. Is it not true? False? So we look at it false. As it's hallucinating, we look at the hallucination. So, by looking at the hallucination, by practicing mindfulness, that's looking at the hallucination. So you see, it helps. So what understanding comes is not, it doesn't exist, that understanding what comes in your heart. So you don't let the mind, you don't let, so that, when you do that, When you do that, this real I. I in the dream or like say illusion. However, when you look at the hallucination, it is hallucination. You see, which gives understanding in your heart, you know, non-existent, empty. So, yeah. So here, you're not allowing, when you practice mindfulness like this, you see, even one doesn't realize completely, totally it's empty, completely empty. But, you see, even not concentrating completely like that, but, see, this is hallucination. It's not true. It's empty. No? some idea of empty, non-existent, rather than existing more idea in their heart, non-existent. See. So anyway, so that. So here, you see, so this way, it helps, you see, to not create root of samsara, this ignorance. Which you don't allow to hold on to it is true. So same thing on the aggregates. Same. When we let our mind hold on to the aggregate, that is true. You know, as they appear not mere level of the mind in existence. So again, there will be root of samsara. According to Sarachi, not only that, but also the ignorance, our mind, holding the aggregates, you see, appearing not mere level of mind in existence from that, holding that is true. That's also root of samsara. So all the rest of phenomena, see, when we don't mind it, they're empty. When we don't mind it, they're hallucination. Without looking at the hallucination, there is hallucination. Without looking at the false, there is false. So when we when we meant it like this, then we do, see the ignorance holding on to the phenomena, it's true, as they appear existing from the outside, or not merely by the mind, you see. So that doesn't happen. When you mention the emptiness, phenomena, or the, even looking at it, like illusion or like dream, looking at it, or false, that was false, looking at hallucination, that was false, that was hallucination, you see. similar when you recognize the dream is dream, while you're dreaming, if you recognize dream is dream, then you have understanding in your heart. It's not true. You see, it doesn't exist. And when you discover this is, you know, this is not, this is just mirage, you know. So, when you realize that there's no water there at all, you know, on the sand, on the sand, that place there's no water at all. When you see, you can, either you're told by somebody or you came from there, you realize there's no water at all. but you have the vision of water. there's water. You have vision. So here you come to know this is a mirage. So you have the still vision that there's water, it's there, but you have understanding in your heart. It's not true. You have the vision, but your understanding in your heart is not true. There's no water there. So like that. So then there's no thought by knowing this mirage, then there's no thought holding on, say, apprehending, apprehending, say, that there's water there. That is water. There's no, that thought doesn't happen. same thing when you recognize the dream is dream, it doesn't allow the thought believing it's real. So same. Since you're not creating the ignorance this way, practice mindfulness. Whether you see looking at things dependent arising, existing name, or empty, looking at empty, or the looking at the hallucination, however, so you don't create, you don't allow the mind to become ignorance, concept truly exists. So during that time, impossible to rise anger, attachment, all those other delusions, all the rest of the delusions, there's no basis to rise. So that then there's no clean karma. So that then there's no suffer samsara from that, you see. to finish what I was mentioning before, so the